courage, love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell your brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage.
And today on And Yet It Lived, meet Simian Pathetica, an ape that even evolution passed by. Note the stooped shoulders and the dull, blank look.
Can I have your autograph?
Not today, Pig. I get some big news. You know how I'm always digging in my ear with the point of a pencil?
Oh, my. This is good news.
You betcha. Well, today, purely by accident, I found out that I was using the wrong end of the pencil. I discovered that if you turn it around and take off the eraser, you can get a real kind of suction action going. Get a load of this, honey.
Honey, it still has an eraser on it.
It's not an eraser. Hey, what's for supper?
What would you like?
I'd like a nice, juicy steak.
Why, that's just waiting for you on the table. Made you look. Now you'll never learn. So, honey, I was thinking, don't you think we need a little savings account? You know, like any moderately successful 13-year-old.
Hey, don't kid yourself. I got plenty of money saved up. Whoops. Well, it doesn't matter. You're not getting any. I'm going to get me a big boy socket wrench set. Man, it's going to be great. Go around this house and tighten more nuts than you did in high school.
Al, Peggy, we have a little announcement. Jefferson and I are pregnant.
Oh, Marcy, that's great!
Yep. I knew it right away, too. You know how when Michael Jordan goes up in the air, he just knows he's going to do something special? Well, I had the same feeling when I approached the hoop.
There was no blocking that shot, eh, baby?
Oh, isn't this wonderful, Al?
Yeah, Al, I'm gonna be a father. Don't you have anything to say to me?
Oh, sure. you're a dead man. It's all over. Today is the first day of the end of your life.
Hey, I'm looking forward to being a father. To hear my child say its first words, take its first steps.
Yeah, keep that in mind when you're at the newsstand at 3 a.m., praying they'll be asleep before you get home with your copy of Heine. What a grand gesture. And soon my hellhounds will be out of the house and I'll be free. Except for her. God, I feel great. I'm almost happy. Let me revel in it.
Al, I think this might be a good time
to tell you. Babe. Once my kids leave the house, I'll finally be able to do what every man is supposed to do. I can watch TV. Well, I don't know, but it doesn't matter. It's still better than having a screaming, crapping, money-sucking little vampire bobsledding me to the cemetery. God, I feel good.
Honey?
Yes.
Guess what?
What?
I'm pregnant too.
Five months.
Well, Didn't you notice I was getting fat?
Well, yeah.
Oh, hold me.
Wait a second. That can't be right. When? Why? How? Wait a second. Let me check my journal. 5 months ago, you say?
Oh, Al, isn't it a dream?
No, it better be. Let's see now. April. Ah, here we go, April. Week one. Sold shoes, watch TV. Week two, sold shoes, watch TV. Wept. Week three, sold shoes, had a few beers, passed out. Uh-oh, I dreamt I fell in the washing machine, woke up feeling cheap. Peg, what in God's green earth did you do to me?
Well, I couldn't help myself. You look so cute trying to pull your underwear up over your head. Well, I'm not made of stone, you know.
Peggy, this is so exciting. We can be pregnant together.
Oh. Yeah, Al, congratulations. This is great. Gee, our kids will grow up together, and they'll be old enough to leave the nest together. Gee, I'll be in my 50s when that happens, and you'll be, what, 102?
Oh, Marcy, this is so wonderful. The pitter-patter of little feet after 18 years. This is truly a joyous day for us all.
What did you do? Can't you control your animal urges?
Of all the bonehead blunders a middle-aged man with no income can make.
God. You leave him alone for 1 second.
Did you not know the evil implications of your deed? Bad, Daddy. Bad, bad, bad. Bad.
So, Mr. Sow My Wild Oats at 50. What are we gonna do now?
I'll tell you what we're gonna do. We'll be living off the scraps of scraps, slipping in puddles of baby juice. Our home and our clothes smelling of the befouled buttocks of a child born out of middle-aged lust. Oh, shame.
As if what you did wasn't bad enough. But with our mother, for God's sake.
Well, this is one fine, how you doing, fine, thank you.
Hi, kids. Did Daddy tell you the news?
Mommy, we're so happy.
Happy.
Oh. Now, kids, I don't want you to be jealous of the baby, because I'll always have time for you. After all, you were my first.
I was your first.
Really? Oh, well, what's important now is the baby. Did you congratulate your father?
Oh, sure. Way to go, Dad. You sure know, you know. That's great. It's just fabulous.
Oh, well, I don't know about anybody else, but I've got a hankering for a nice cream cheese and coffee grind sandwich.
We love you, Mommy.
Stink. You think it's safe for Mom to have a baby at her age? I mean, what is she, a million?
All right. Now listen up, everyone. Just because I'm pregnant, I don't want you to think I'm going to be demanding or anything. Your lives won't change a bit.
And here's a picture of Mr. Rooster. Cock-a-doodle-doe.
Honey, not to me, to the baby.
Oh. And the duck went quack, quack. And the dog went bow, wow. And the
family went... excuse me, honey. What are you guys on vacation? Rub, rub.
Thanks for everything, Johnny Appleseed.
Cindy, you're going to be a superstar. Just don't blow it, kid.
Oh, come on, Coach. What could possibly stop me?
Hi, honey. Oh, Al, are you as happy as I am?
Well, how could I be?
Well, you should be happy. It's your baby, too.
Oh, happy? I thought you said, am I as heavy as you are?
Now, stop teasing me. You can barely tell that I'm pregnant. Get over there. Oh. Bologna and Miracle Whip. Want some? Mm. Gee, Al, I don't know about you, but I'm horny as hell.
Well, so am I, but you don't see me bothering you with it, do you?
Oh, come on, Al. If you don't, the baby won't see you fail till you take it to work. That was a good one, wasn't it? Yes. You got Daddy good, huh? So what do you say, Al? Are you ready?
Oh, sure. I'm all afire. I don't know what turns me on more. That sexy failure talk or the baloney shrapnel hit me in the eye at 90 miles an hour.
Oh, all right, you big sissy. We don't have to do it. Good night.
Ah, good night. Ah, jeez.
Al. What? Let's talk about the baby.
Why? Did he do something cute?
You have a terrible attitude. I am not talking to you anymore. You stink. Good night. Al?
Hmm?
What should we name the baby?
The Reaper?
What if it's a boy?
Well, we could name it after my father.
I don't want to name it Town Drunk.
Well, then don't ask me.
Al, can we afford this baby?
No.
I didn't think so. Gee, I'm glad I'm not in your shoes. Good night. Al.
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 What?
Honey, you know, I was just thinking, if you wanted to get an extra job, you know, after the baby was born, maybe you could get one delivering newspapers. You know how they throw them on the porch? You'd be really good at that, because you used to play football, you remember? Oh, hi, honey. Want to come and join us? We were talking about breast swell.
Well, congratulations, Marcy. You finally get to go bra shopping.
I don't have to tell you how much easier it is to lug around small things.
Now, Al, if you have nothing to add to the conversation, just please go sit down. Not here. Can't you see we're pregnant? Now go sit over on the stairs in case I need something.
This is my home, and I will not be relegated to sitting on stairs. I go anywhere I want. Anybody got a problem with that? You two are on thin ice.
Who are you going to tell the baby he is?
Well, for the first 10 years, Bud and Kelly thought he was the dim-witted handyman. So why change what works?
Oh, well, at least I have no complaints. My Jefferson can't do enough for me. Would you believe right now he is out getting me a pie? Sometimes he is so good to me, it just brings tears to my eyes.
Well, here it is. I drove 50 miles, holding it up so the cherries didn't settle on the bottom.
This is not a large.
Is this all you think of me? Is this all you think of your child? Well, you just march yourself right back to Wisconsin and get me a real pie, mister, or you don't love our baby. Machine! Machine!
Okay, honey, I'll be right back with another pie. You stinking slime.
He spoils me so.
Well, my Al spoils me, too. Al, get me some water.
Look, it's hairy hormone.
Use a condom, go to jail, eh, Dad?
Hey, Mom, we made the list.
Oh, good idea. I'll have Jefferson make one for me. What kind of list is it?
Well, see, I'm going to be the best mother in the world to my new baby. So I asked the kids to make a list of everything they never had. So I'll know everything to do for my little precious wishes. Although I can't really imagine what they'd put on this list. I mean, they had everything they could possibly want as babies. But let's just see what they thought they didn't have. Milk. Immunity vaccinations. Love. Oh, you scamps. Rednig Blix?
That's reading blocks. I wrote that.
Well, I think that's a good idea. But why don't you be in charge of helping the baby with those? Thanks, kids.
Wait, Mom, you're just kidding that this kid's gonna get all the stuff we never had. I mean, you're gonna love us all the same, right?
Oh, well, of course I will. We were a family before the baby, and we'll be a family after the baby. Now, you're sucking up all the baby's air. Go sit with your father. I was just born to be a mother.
Look how far down the chain of love we are. She's got us sitting with him.
What an odious mess we weave when first we practice to conceive.
Now, kids, I know you think this is bad for you. But in a little while, you'll be up and out of the house and on your own in just 2, 3. Thirty years. So as you can see, the only one whose life has truly ended is Daddy.
Thank you.
Oh, my God, what have I done?
You still don't know, do you?
Kids, no matter what the future might bring, it's still nice to know that we're a family and that we'll go through things together. Who? Give me a Woe Bundy. What do you want from me? I wasn't even awake.